Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Before I start, let me talk about two feelings I had in the meeting.
在我开始讲释放神的信息，我想要讲两件事。
Very encouraged with the prayers of the saints.
我对于圣徒们早间的祷告非常受感动。
Especially when you pray about the future.
特别是当你祷告到以后要发生的事情。
About the New Jerusalem.
祷告到新耶路撒冷。
This really, you know, put our hearts in perspective.
特别把我们的心有一个展望。
That we today, even though we're still living here on earth.
虽然今天我们的肉身居住在这个世界上。
But our hope is in the future, in the New Jerusalem.
但是我们的希望是在将来那位新耶路撒冷。
Today, when we see all the things happening around us.
今天我们看到这个世界周遭所发生一件事情。
It just tells us one thing.
只告诉我们一件事儿。
Our hope is not here.
就是我们的希望不是在这个地上。
Our hope is in the heavens.
我们的希望是在天上。
So let's set our minds on things on earth.
所以我们不要以地上的事情。
Let's set our things in things for eternal.
让我们为属天的永远的事情为念。
Secondly.
第二点。
When I see this row of young brothers sitting here.
当我看到这些年轻的弟兄坐在这儿的时候。
And allow them are praying in the meetings.
他们并且能够在主日拨饼的时候祷告。
I would say the church had a future.
我就要说我们的教会是有希望的。
Imagine if only old people are praying.
你想一想，如果在祷告的时候只有老年人在祷告。
I'm not saying the prayer is not good. The prayer is so good.
我不是说祷告不好，祷告非常好。
But one day we're going to pass away.
但是有一天我们会离开这个世界。
Well, what is our future?
那我们的未来是什么呢？
But when you see a young people,
当我们看到这个年轻一代。
Take this baton.
他能够拿起这个火炬。
They are the ones who are in the front line.
他们是站在前线。
The church had a future.
我们的教会就有充满希望。
So I encourage you to go on.
所以我希望你们继续向前。
Pursue.
继续努力。
Run that good.
追求打那美好的仗。
Until that day we.
到天我们见主面的日子。
Now today I want to concern the Holy Spirit.
今天我要与大家分享的主题是圣灵。
So before we start, let's turn our Bible to John chapter 14.
我们开始之前，请大家翻开圣经《约翰福音》十四章。
Verse 16 to 20.
第十六节到二十节。
I read it first in English. Our sister will read it together with you.
我先用英文读，姊妹与会众之后用中文一起读。
John chapter 14, verse 16 to 20.
约翰福音十四章十六到二十节。
And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, and He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him.But ye know him, for he dwelleth in you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye also. At that day ye shall know that I am the Father, and you are in me, and I in you.
约翰福音十四章十六到二十节，会众一起读。我要求父。父就另外赐给你们一位保护师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里。还是有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你里面。
Amen. Another Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16 to 17.
下一节圣经以弗所书第三章十六到十七节。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love.
以弗所书第三章十六到十七节，会众一起。求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，及着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信 住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Let's have further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we pray that you open up our understanding.
主耶稣，早间我们求你开启我们里面的悟性。
Lord, because we without your word, without your spirit, we will be, Lord, we will be, we don't know anything.
因为没有你的圣灵开启，我们什么也不知道。
Lord, we need your spirit to open up our eyes.
主耶稣，我们求你圣灵开我们的眼睛。
Lord, this morning we humble ourselves before you.
早间我们在你面前谦卑俯伏。
Lord, we want to say to you, Lord, we need you.
我们要对我们需要你主。
Oh, speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
你对我们讲话，你的是你的警听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I think I remember last February, our brother Sunshine Bo came to our midst.
二月份的时候，伯弟兄到我们中间来。
And he shared with us concerning the Holy Spirit.
他与我们交通的主题是关于圣灵。
I believe this is a very important topic.
我认为这是一个非常重要的主题。
And it is also a timely word.
也是一个非常及时的提醒。
Because before the Lord's coming back,
因为在主回来之前
the Satan will use all sorts of means to deceive his people.
撒旦会用各种样的狡猾的伎俩来欺骗
神
的儿女，
causing God's people to be led astray.
让神的儿女走迷失。
Today we need to know who is this person living in us.
现在我们要知道住在我们里面的这一位是谁？
And what is his purpose is, in his work?
这一位在我们里面要做什么工作？
What are the functions of the Holy Spirit?
他会怎么样？这个圣灵会在我们里面怎起什么样的功用？
What should our attitude be towards the Holy Spirit?
我们对待圣灵的态度应该是什么样的？
A lot of times when we talk about the Holy Spirit,
有许多的时候，当我们谈到圣灵的时候，
especially in general among Christians,
特别是总的来说，在基督徒当
中， there is a misconception that the Holy Spirit is caused power.
有许多的人的误解就是圣灵是一个能力。
Is it, does the Holy Spirit has power? Yes, it has power.
圣灵有能力吗？是的，圣灵确实有能力。
But in, a lot of times we treat the Holy Spirit as something, we call it it.
有许多的时候，当我们称到圣灵的时候，我们称为那个他，像事物的他。
But it is not a, it is a very person.
他不是一个事物，他是有位格的一位。
You know, in Acts chapter 8,
在使徒行传第八章，
we know that Philip preached the gospel in Samaria.
我们知道，腓力在撒玛利亚传讲福音。
And because of that, a lot of people received the gospel.
因着这一个传讲福音，许多的人都接受救恩。
And the apostle came and lay hands on these people.
使徒们就来，把他们的手按在他们的身上。
And they received the Holy Spirit.
他们就接受了圣灵。
Nevertheless, there is one person in there called Simon the Sorcerer.
但是在他们当中有一个人叫西门，这个他是一个教古巫师。
He was very interested and astonished of what the apostle is doing.
他对于这些使徒们所做的工作非常的稀奇。
So he offered money to the apostle, saying that, "Give me also this power."
他对使徒们就给他们钱，想要对他们就对他们说，请你把你这个能力赐给我。
That I may lay hands so they will have the Holy Spirit.
所以当我来拍手，让我来，我也可以为他们举手祷告，
拍
手祷告，
so they can receive the Holy Spirit.
这样他们也可以接受圣灵。
Immediately, Peter rebuked that person.
彼得立刻就来制止了这个人。
They rebuked them of his wickedness.
就说了他里面心中的邪恶。
But a lot of times, we Christians are somewhat like that.
那我们基督徒其实也是这样。
Sometimes we say, "Oh, let's experience the Holy Spirit."
有的时候我们就说，让我们来经历一下圣灵。
So we gather together and let Lord let me experience the Holy Spirit.
说，所以我们就可以聚在一起来，一起经历圣灵。
And in our mind, it seems like the Holy Spirit is some kind of a power.
在我们的脑海里，我们就认为圣灵是一个能力。
Oh, when we need it, we take it.
当我们需要的时候，我们就可以支取。
And when we don't need it, we put it back to the shelf.
当我们不需要的时候，我们就放在架子上。
This attitude is completely wrong.
这种态度是完全错误的。
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is a very living person.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵是一个活生生的位格。
It lives in us.
它是居住在我们的心中。
You know, our God is an awesome God.
我们的神是伟大的神。
The Bible reveals that our God is triumph.
当圣经来启示我们的时候，我们的神是三一真神。
He's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
他是父神、子神和圣灵。
God the Father planned everything.
当我们的父神计划了一切。
Plan His purpose.
把他永远的旨意画好。
God the Son 2,000 years ago came down to fulfill God's purpose.
子神在2000多年前来到地上来成就了神的计划。
Then God the Holy Spirit at the day of Pentecost came to realize what God has what purpose in us.
当圣灵在五旬节降临的时候，就使这一切的救赎的计划在我们的心里面成为一个实际。
In other words, to those who believe, the Holy Spirit came into us and started to work in our hearts.
所以一切相信的人，他就有圣灵在我们的心里做工，就让我们有信。
Therefore, we need to be very clear. The Holy Spirit is a very living person.
让我们要特别的清楚的知道，这个圣灵是一个活生生的
灵。If you read again John chapter 14,
当你如果你读约翰福音第十四章
，keep on saying He may abide with you.
他说他会住在你的里面。
For He will dwell in you and shall be in you.
他会与你同在，住在你的里面。
My sister, he is a living person.
弟兄姊妹是一个活生生的位格。
And Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 says,
在以弗所第四章三节。
He said, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit."
说不要让圣灵担忧。
Here there are two things that talks about the Holy Spirit.
在这里面有两点是就着圣灵说的。
Firstly, the Spirit is holy.
第一点，圣灵是圣的。
It stresses the fact of the character of the Holy Spirit.
这个就强调了圣灵的一个性格。
If it's only a thing, then there's no need of a character. There's no character at all.
如果它只是一个事情、一个东西的话，它没有任何的性格。
But because he is a person, he says it's holy.
因为他是一个位格，因此我们可以说他是圣洁的。
He is fully dedicated to God.
他是完全是为神所用。
He had a part in God's purity.
他与神的纯洁是有份的。
And he came in to fulfill God's purpose.
他来的目的是要完成神的旨意。
Secondly, we speak about the Holy Spirit grieves in us.
第二点，这个里面讲到圣灵为我们担忧。
Every time we disobey the Holy Spirit.
当我们每次来背逆神，背逆圣灵的时候。
There is a peaceful feeling within us.
在我们的里面就会有一个不平
衡。We might try to reason it out.
我们就会讲道理。
We might try to, saying it doesn't make sense.
有的时候我们会讲这个不合情理。
But regardless, when we disobey the Holy Spirit,
不管怎么样，当我们背逆圣灵的时候，
the Holy Spirit grieves in us.
圣灵就在我们的里面为我们担忧。
On the other hand, when we obey the Holy Spirit,
换一句话说，当我们顺服、降服于圣灵的带领，
there is peace and joy unspeakable and full of glory.
在我们的里面就有一个说不出来的、满有荣光的大喜乐和平安。
The third thing,
第三点，
the Holy Spirit is so sensitive.
圣灵是非常敏感的灵。
If you read Psalm Solomon chapter 2 and 3,
当你读到所罗门的雅歌的时候，第二章、第三章的时候，
it says that there is a maiden sleeping in the house.
就讲到一个女子在睡觉。
And the Lord was tapping on the window.
那我们的主就来敲他的窗户。
He said, "Come, arise, let's go away."
他说：“起来吧，让我带着你走。”
But this maiden did not rise up.
但是这个女子却不起来。
She wants only to rise up at her own convenience.
她只是想在自己觉得舒适的、方便的时候起来。
So in chapter 3 in the beginning, he says he rises up at night.
所以第三章一开始的时候，他说他在晚间的时候起来。
To find the person whom her soul loveth.
就是想要寻找那心目中所爱的人。
But she found him not.
但是他却找不着他。
In other words, when we disobey the Holy Spirit,
换句话说，当我们背逆圣灵的带领的时候，
the Holy Spirit will not insist.
圣灵不会坚持。
He is so sensitive, it's like a dove just fly away.
他是那样的敏感，就像一个鸽子，他就会飞走。
Well, you might argue with me, said in the book of Revelation, the Holy Spirit is sevenfold intensified spirit.
但是你可能就会与我争执，就会说在启示录里面那个七灵是非常。大有能力的
like a great wind.
就像大风一样
Indeed it is.
是的是这样的
But to us personally our Holy Spirit is very sensitive
对我们每个人的 生命个人生命的当中圣灵是一个非常敏感的
I have no way to talk the characteristic of the Holy Spirit each and every one of
我没有办法来诉说圣灵每一个特性
But basically the Holy Spirit is a very living person
但是圣灵他主 从基本来说，圣灵就是一个活着的活生生的位格。
So I hope the young people, you got to be very clear concerning this matter.
所以我希望年轻人能够对这一点非常的认识。
Secondly, what is the purpose of the work of the Holy Spirit?
第二点，圣灵在我们身上工作的目的是什么呢？
You know, a lot of times when we talk about the Holy Spirit, we feel like the Holy Spirit is working in us for our own advantage. No, that's wrong.
那有经常我们就想到圣灵在我们的里面来工作是为了我们的益处。
The Holy Spirit doesn't have his own agenda.
这样是错的，圣灵没有自己的日程安排。
His focus is just one thing, to fulfill God's purpose.
圣灵只有一个目的，他就是完成神的旨意。
So in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 it says,
所以在提摩太后书第二章二十节
said that God wills that all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of
所以就说让万人好叫万人都知道神的真理。
So there's two things in here.
所以这里面就讲到两件事情。
God wills that all men to be saved.
神愿万人得救。
In other words, when the Holy Spirit comes in our midst.
换句话说，当圣灵住在我们中间的时候。
It's one thing in his mind. It's just to cause people who are unbelievers to become believers of Jesus Christ.
他只有一个目的，就是让不信的人成为信徒。
Therefore, we can conclude that the preaching of the gospel is altogether the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就可以下个结论，我们传讲福音一切的工作都是基于圣灵的工作。
For a person to be saved,
要如果一个人得救的话
，it is not dependent on us the message.
不是靠着我们所释放的信息。
Really, the message is an instrument.
是的，信息是神使用的一种方式。
But it is the Holy Spirit.That works inside of man that caused him to be saved.
但是是圣灵在我们的心中做工，我们来信神。
One time, you know, Billy Graham preached in England.
有一次，Billy Graham, 葛培里弟兄在英宣教。
So the first night after he finished speaking, he made an announcement asking people if they want to be saved, just come to the front.
当第一天他讲道结束的时候，他就向所有的会众说：“如果你有感动的话，请到前面来。”
So when the invitation was given, the song "Just as I Am" was played.
当他这个呼召给出的时候，就有一个诗歌开始演奏。这个诗歌的名字就是《救我本相》。
So a lot of people came. More than 1,000 people got saved.
有许多的人来，甚至成千的人走到前面。
And one of the young reporter.Commented that it is not because of the message, it's all because of the song that caused this emotion to be stirred up. That's why they came to receive Jesus.
这成千的人他得救，然后当有一个记者说到这件事情的时候，他说并不是因为这个信息人们得救，而是因为这首歌来搅动了人心里面的情绪和感，人们就得救了。
So when Brother Billy Graham heard this, he gathered his staff member together.
葛培里弟兄听到了这件事情的时候，他就把他。同工召集在一起。
And he reminded the staff that you know that it is altogether the work of the Holy Spirit that caused people to be saved, not the song.
他就提醒到他的同工说，不是因为这首诗歌，而是完全因为圣灵在动工运行。
So he decided that the next meeting that after he gave the invitation, the song will not be played.
所以他们就决定第二次再继续布道会的时候，布道结束的时候，呼召发出，不会再弹这首歌。
So indeed, after he preached, he gave the invitation, the song is not played, and he's waiting for people to come down.
当他的信息结束的时候，他发出了呼召，等着人们到前面来得救。
It's almost a minute. There's no sound.
在一分钟之内。一切都是那么的安静。
But afterward, you hear the footstep coming down from the stage.
但是没多久，你就听见人的脚步开始往前走。
More than 1,000 people accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
成千都接受耶稣基督为他的救主。
It goes on and on until the crusade ended.
这样的程序一直这样下去，一直到他这个宣告大会结束的时候，布道大会结束。
This is just by the proof that the preaching of the gospel is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这只是向你证明，一切的传讲福音都是依靠圣灵的工作。
Because it is the will of God.
因为这是神的意愿。
Secondly, it says, and come to the full knowledge of the truth.
第二点，我们要知道圣灵是带领我们知道一切的真理的实际当中。
Without the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵的做工
Even though we read the Bible 1,000 times, we will not know what it means.
即使我们读圣经读千次，我们也不知道里面的意义是什么。
And the Pharisee is a testimony of that.
因为法利赛人就可以为这件事情作证。
They spend their whole life reading the scriptures.
他们整个生命都用于读圣经。
They know when the Lord will be born, where will he be born.
他们知道主耶稣什么时候降生，在哪儿降生。
But when the Messiah came, they know him.
当弥赛亚来的时候，他却不认识他。
That's why we need to, you know, when we read the scripture, we need to ask Lord, speak in my heart.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们就应当对主说，主啊，请你对我心里讲话。
You know, when the Lord speaks in our hearts,
当主对我们的心讲话的时候，
we know the Holy Spirit will speak to us and teach us.What is really what it means?
我们就知道圣灵会对我们心里告诉我们这个经节的意义是什么。
Not only to decipher or to what does this scripture signifies?
不是光是来解经，而是让我们知道针对我们要知道什么。
Rather, the meaning of the scripture has a lot to do with our daily living.
而是让这个。经上所讲的与我们日常的生活相称。
You know, I was having with time with a high schooler reading the book of Genesis.
我与高中生们一起在读创世纪。
We are reading chapter 24 concerning the funeral of Sarah.
我们在读十四章讲到撒来的埋葬。
So when I prepare, I said, this is so difficult.
当我开始为这个课准备的时候，我就觉得。是这件事情是如此的沮丧。
After Sarah died, then Abraham started to buy a piece of property to bury Sarah in there.
当撒来死的时候，撒拉死的时候，亚伯拉罕就买了一块地，准备要埋葬他。
So the majority of the story is concerning that.
这整个故事就是这样讲的。
So I say, Lord, you got to talk to me. I don't know what to share.
我就对主说，主啊，求你对我讲话，因为我不知道要交通些什
么。So I turn to a commentary.
然后我就读了一下解经的。
And one of the brothers tells us that property that Abraham bought is that first property and the only property he bought.
然后这个解经的注释里面就告诉我说，亚伯拉罕所买的那块地是第一块，也是最后一块亚伯拉罕所买的。
Even though Abraham was so rich.
虽然亚伯拉罕是如此的富有，
Yet he only buy that property.
但是他只买了这一地。
Then he refers to Hebrew.
然后讲到希伯来。
He said, "For he looked forward for a better country."
就讲到希伯来书说，他仰望一个更美的家乡。
No, when I was reading that, then the Holy Spirit speak to me.
当我读到这儿的时候，圣灵就对我讲话。
In other words, if you try to connect the dots together,
如果你要想把这几个点连在一起的时候，
what Abraham is hoping forward is the resurrection.
你又知道亚伯拉罕所仰望的是那个复活的生命。
You know, Lot, his nephew, he started to buy property on earth.
那他的侄子罗德就会在地上买许多地。
But Abraham bought only a property to bury his wife.
但是亚伯拉罕却仅买了这一块地来埋葬他的妻子。
So he looked forward for that day that he will be resurrected together with Sarah.
所以他在等候的有一天他跟他的妻子一同复活的日子。
Hey, more than that.
不仅这一点。
He said that it was in Hebron. that place is in Hebron.
因为这块田是在希伯来
，and Hebron means to be united together.
这个意思就是说与联。
In other words, one day when he resurrected.
换句话说，当他复活的时候
，not only he will be joined together with Sarah.
他不仅会跟他的妻子一同复活
，he will be joined together with the Lord who is the Creator.
联合在一起，而且他会与造物主一起联合在一起。
That's why. Why don't we put all attention on this earth?
那这个为什么我们一定要把我们所有的注意力都放在这个地上呢
？Because one day all these things will pass away.
因为有一天这世界上一切都会过去。
I focus in the resurrection.
我们的焦点应该是在复活上。
When God and us will never be separated, we'll be together.
我们的神永远不会跟我们分离，我们会在永世在一起。
When I was sharing that, I was so excited.
当我与高中生一起交通这个时候，我是如此的兴奋。
From a funeral to a rejoicing.
从一个埋葬到一个非常喜乐的事情。
This is altogether the work of the Holy Spirit.
这全是圣灵的工作。
The Holy Spirit is causing us we will come to the full knowledge of the truth.
因为圣灵是叫我们知道神一真理。
Thirdly.
第三点。
To save us from sin.
把我们从罪里面释放出来。
Galatians 5:16 says.
加勒太书第五章第六节讲到。
He said, "Walk by the Spirit."
依靠圣灵。
You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
你不要靠着肉体的情欲。
In other words, when you live in the spirit,
换句话说，当你靠着圣灵行事的时候，
you are protected from getting into sin.
你就被保护起来，你就不会容易犯罪。
You are free from temptation.
你就不会那么容易进入试探。
Because by being in the spirit, you are living in a fortress.
因为住在圣灵里，就像住在堡垒里面一样。
Today, even though as Christians.
今天即使我们是基督徒，
there's a lot of temptation around us.
但是这个试探太多了。
No, the temptation is just like a great wave trying to drown us.
这个试探就想要把我们抓进去。
Look at the young people today.
看看今天的年轻人。
You want to run away from temptation, the temptation go to you.
你想要从试探中跑开，他却跑向你。
Before, when you want to go to the movies, you still need to buy tickets, spend time to go to the movie
以前的日子，你要去看电影的话，你要去买票，还要进到剧院里面，然后再去看。
Now you want to watch a movie? It's in your iPhone.
现在如果你想看电影的话，就在你的电话上。
Brother, sister, if you don't walk according to the Spirit, we will all fall into temptation, right?
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不靠着圣灵行事的话，我们都会落入网罗。
Brother, sister, we thank God for the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们谢谢主，因着他差遣圣
灵保护。This very person protects us from getting into sin.
这一位圣灵来保护我们，使我们免遭试探的引诱。
But more than that,
不仅如此。
In 2 Corinthians 3:17-18,
哥林多后书第三章17-18节。
He says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit." Maybe let's read it all together.
让我们一起读一下，说神就是那灵。
And now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
主就是那灵。主的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。
We are liberated from sin.
我们从罪里面溜出来。
But in verse 18, it's more exciting.
在第十八节更让人，这更让我们高兴。
But we all, with an open face, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even us by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们众人竟然敞着脸得以看见主的容面，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Every time when we walk according to the Spirit,
每次当我们借着藉着圣灵行事的时候，
On the one hand, we are liberated from sin,
从一方面说我们就摆脱了罪。
On the other hand, we are changed.Transformed into the image of God.
第二，另一方面，我们就在他的里面被改变成神的容形，变成他的形象。
Remember in the Old Testament when Moses went to Mount Sinai to get the Ten Commandments.
记住，在旧约里面，摩西到西乃山上去拿十诫的板。
And he after 40 days he came down with his shining.
当四十天之后从山上下来的时候，他的脸是发光的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because for 40 days he's beholding the glory of the Lord.
因为在40天当中，他都是与神面对面，他的荣光。
Unconsciously, that glory was infused into him.
那不知不觉当中，这个荣耀就融合在他的里面。
To such an extent, that glory was so bright that he even need to cover his face because the children of Israel is afraid.
到一个程度，他必须要遮着他的脸，因为以色列人就害怕他脸上的荣光。
Brothers and sisters, this same kind of work is the Holy Spirit doing in us.
弟兄姊妹们，这样同样的圣灵的工作在我们的里面运行。
Today we all want to be the testimony of Jesus Christ.
今天我们都要做耶稣基督的见证。
We keep on saying we want to live Christ.
我们总是说我们要为基督而活。
But how do you live Christ?
但是我们怎么样活出基督呢？
We need to walk according to the Spirit.
我们要是依着圣灵来行事。
When we walk according to the Spirit,
当我们行走在圣灵的光中的时候，
we behold face with the glory of the Lord.
我们就面对面就得着他的荣耀。
And with us, then we are changed.
就这样的话，我们就会被转变成他的荣形。
Brothers and sisters, this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是圣灵的工作。
And this is all his purpose.
这是他完成的目的。
Thirdly,
第三点。
What are the functions of the Holy Spirit?
那圣灵的工作在我们里面作用是什么呢？
You know, at least there are more than 50 functions.
至少会有50种工作。
But today I won't, you know, go through that.
但是我今天不会一一的讲出来。
But there are at least 10 I'll share with you.
但是至少我会与会众分享十点。
The first thing is,the Holy Spirit affirms that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
第一点，圣灵所做的工作就是他 告诉确定的告诉我们说基督就是主。
Let's turn to John chapter 15 verse 26.
让我们翻开到约翰福音
15章26节。So, but when the comfort comes, I will send unto you from the Father, even it of truth, which proceeded from the, he shall testify of me.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是父从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了是为我做见证。
He testified concerning me.
他为我做见证。
In other words, as I repeat, the Holy Spirit doesn't have any agenda.
换句话说，就像我说的，圣灵是没有自己的日程。
His purpose is just to what? To confirm that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他只是要重申基督是主。
Remember when,
是神的儿子。
When the Lord Jesus, remember when the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized.
记得在耶稣受洗，我们主耶稣受洗的时候。
As he came out from the water.
当他从水里出来的时候。
The Father spoke. 父说话。
父
说话。
父从。
父说话。
父说话。
Say, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.
这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
Holy Spirit, like a dove ascended on our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵就像鸽子降落在耶稣的身上。
In other words, to tell people.
换句话说，他告诉人们。
This is the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
这就是基督，是神的，是神的儿子。
There is no need for further explanation.
没有其他的解释。
There's no need for confirmation.
不需要其他的重申。
When people said, "How do you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?" Because the Holy Spirit said that.
那你怎么知道耶稣基督就是神的儿子？因为圣灵是这样说的。
We thank God. Thank God.
我们必须要感谢神。
Today we are sure that we are saved.
我们知道我们心里得救的确据。
Because we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah sent by God.
我们知道基督是被神差遣来的救世救主。
And the Holy Spirit witnessed that.
因为圣灵为他做见证。
Secondly, the Bible also affirms, the Holy Spirit affirms that the Bible is the Word of God.
第二点是圣灵并且告诉我们启示给我们圣经就是神的话。
If we turn to Peter, chapter 1.
如果我们翻到
Second Peter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
Verse 21. It says here, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they are moved by the Holy Spirit.
彼得后书第一章
二十一节。
二十一节。Sorry. 第一章二十一节。因为预言从来没有 出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
The word of God, the Bible, is being, you know, given by the Holy Spirit.
因为
inspired by the Holy Spirit.
因为圣经上所有的话都是按照圣灵的感动所启示出来的。
Because only this book gives life.
因为这整本书都给人以生命。
You know, there are a lot of good books in the world today.
今天在这个世界上有许多好的。
But there is only one book that gives life.
只有一本书能赐给人生
命。Because this is what the Lord said.
因为这就是主所说的。
The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
我所话是生命，是灵。
If you want to gain life, you better read the scripture.
如果你想要得生命的话，你最好读这些圣经。
Thirdly, the Holy Spirit convicts man of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
第三点，圣灵在我们启示神的罪。神要审判罪和己。
In John 16 verse 8 it says that.
在约翰福音十六章说到这一点。
When the Holy Spirit is working in you.
当圣灵在你里面做工的时候。
When you sin against God.
当你得罪神的时候。
It convicts us of sin.
在我们的里面就知罪。
But unbelievers, no matter how they sin, there's no feeling at all.
但是那些不信的人，不管他怎么样犯罪，他没有感觉。
But we as children of God.
但是我们作为神的儿女。
There is a conviction when we sin against God.
当我们犯罪的时候，得罪神的时候，我们就会知罪。
When we sin against man, there is a conviction.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们心里是有感觉的。
Sometimes you know my because I'm very patient.
我通常我这个人是很没有耐心的。
When people try to delay things, I said.Angry.
当人们如果单言事情的时候，我就会很生气。
Or sometimes I will say something very hard towards my wife.
有的时候我就对我太太的态度不太好。
So, but the Holy Spirit convicts me.
但是圣灵在我的里面
告诉我。Regardless how good is the excuse.
不管我的借口是多么的好。
But the Holy Spirit convicts you. What your attitude is wrong.
但是圣灵在里面告诉印证我说你的态度是错的。
So the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin.
所以圣灵在我们的里面印证我们里面
的罪。It also convicts us of righteousness.
并且要告诉我们关于义的一切的
事情。What do you mean convicts us of righteousness?
叫我们知道什么是义呢？
It speaks to us that we need the grace of God.
意思就是说我们需要神的救，
神的恩典。We need to accept the grace of God.
我们需要接受神的恩典。
Today there's no way to be saved except the grace of God.
今天没有其他的，只有神的恩典。
So then we can stand right here, can come together, enjoy the bread and the cup. It's all together the grace of God, not the work of men.
今天我们所行所在一起唱诗敬拜主，都不是人的，乃是圣灵的工作。
Thirdly, it's of them.
第三点是关于审判。
In other words, if we don't, you know, if we don't, we turn away from the work of the Holy Spirit, there is judgment upon us.
换句话说，当我们背转。背逆圣灵的带领的时候，我们就会面对审判。
So, number four.
第四点。
It is a Holy Spirit is a witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
圣灵在我们的心里面与我们同证，我们是神的儿女。
Well, this is really something so real.
这一点是非常的真实。
You know, when we said we are a believer.
当我们说我们是信徒。
How do you prove that you are a believer?
你怎么知道你就是信徒呢？
Well, people say I get baptized.
那人们可能就说我受洗了。
Well, you got baptized.Because of the faith within you.
那因为你为什么要受洗，是因为你里面的感觉。
But who will witness your faith?
但是为了见证你的。
It is the Holy Spirit that witnesses in our spirit that we are the children of God.
是里面的信，为了见证这个信，所以这个圣灵在我们里面做工，让我们知道我们是神的。
How does the Spirit witness in our heart the children of God?
圣灵怎么样在我们的心见证我们是神的儿女呢？
First John says.
约翰一书讲到
，He said we have proved that we have come out of death into life because we love our brothers.
这是里面讲到我们为什么知道我们出死入生，是因为我们爱我们的弟兄。
God, the Holy Spirit put that love of God in our hearts.
神圣灵就把这个爱放在我们的里面。
That we can love the brothers and sisters.
好叫我们爱我们的弟兄。
Before we are saved, I have nothing to do with you.
以前我们得救之前，我们是说我跟你没关系。
But when we got saved,
当我们得救了之后
，we just love the brothers and sisters.
我们就有这个爱弟兄
的心。And this is something so real.
这是如此的真实。
Sometimes when somebody announces such and such a brother is sick, you know, even though I don't know this brother, but there's a feeling, there's a sorrow in my heart.
当有的时候当。我知道有些弟兄姊妹生病的时候，虽然我不认识他，但是我心里面却非常的为他伤心。
This is the witness that we are the children of God.
这个就是见证是神的儿女。
Let me testify to you once.
我给你讲一个故事。
My son play in.
你知道我的儿子他踢足球。
And they win the district championship.
他们这一次得了整个区的冠军。
So they are going through the state championship.
他们就到州去参加夺取夺冠的比赛。
They need to go through four rounds in order to get into that.
为了能够进入这个，他要经过四轮的比赛。
So they pass the first round, they win.
对，第一轮比赛他们赢了。
No, the second round they need to compete with a school in which some of our brothers is there.
第二轮的时候，他们要打比赛的那个队有一些弟兄也在里面打。
And the thing is, they play real good, so there is a tie.
所以他们也打得很好，所以他们就平了。
And so there is an extension.
就有一个延期。
Because of the referee who a mistake, you know, the game, they lost the game. In other words.
因为裁判的一个疏忽，所以他们就败了。
And the thing is, my son went over the opposite field to congratulate the two brothers playing.
但是我的儿去到了球场的另一边去祝贺那两位赢的弟兄。
And not only that, he prayed together with them.
不仅如此，他还与他们一同祷告。
And I said, why do you go there and hug the brother and pray together with them?
我就在想，他为什么跑到那儿去，跟他们一起祷告呢？
He said, but Dad, he's also our brothers.
他说他是我的弟兄。
You see, this is so sweet, the thing is so sweet.
这是多么甜美的一件事。
Regardless how the situation is.
不管这个。当时的状况是怎么样
？Whether win you lose，
不管是你赢了还是输了
，these are our brothers，
这是我们的弟兄。
There's nothing can separate us from the love of Christ，
什么也不能让我们与基督的爱隔绝。
And that is a witness in our heart that we are the children of God，
这个就见证了我们是神的儿女。
Today we thank God for the Holy Spirit，
我们今天 感谢主，为了圣灵来感谢主。
Number five, this Holy Spirit teaches us to pray.
第五点，这个圣灵教导我们怎样祷告。
Let's turn to Romans.
让我们翻到罗马书第八章。
27:7.
第二十六节，二十节。
He said, "Likewise, the Spirit who helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." 第二十六节。
二十六节，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得怎么样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
In other words, sometimes we are in such kind of a difficult situation.
换句话说，当我们落入困境的时候，
we just don't know how to pray to the Lord.
我们甚至都不知道该怎么样祷
告。But thank God.
但是感谢神。
There is a wonderful person in us.
在我们里面有一位是如此的奇妙。
Who intercedes, who pray on our behalf.
他为我们代祷。
More than that.
不仅如此。
In verse 27 says he prayed according to the will of God.
不仅如此。这个二十七节说到圣灵照着神的旨意为圣徒代求。
You know, a lot of times when we pray, our prayer is not answered.
那有许多的什么的祷告没有不蒙垂听。
It's because we pray not according to the will of God, according to our will.
我们因为我们祷告的是照神的意思，而照我们自己的意思。
We should learn one thing.
因为我们要学会一点。
Every time we pray, we should not pray according to our will, but live and pray according to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们祷告要学习的功课就是不照自己的意思祷告，而是在圣灵里面的祷告。
We pray according to the Holy Spirit because it is according to the will of God.
因为在圣灵里面祷告是急着神的意思的祷告。
No, our time is so limited.
我们的时间有限。
Let me jump, okay?
让我跳跃一部分。
Aside from, you know, praying according to the Holy Spirit.
不仅圣灵为我们代求。
The Holy Spirit also empowers us.
圣灵并且增添给我们力量。
Empowers us that we might become the witness of Jesus Christ.
增添给我们力量，是让我们好叫成为基督的见证。
That's why in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
所以在使徒行传第一章第八节的时候，
the Lord Jesus tell the disciples, "You shall not go until the Holy Spirit is come upon you."
主耶稣就告诉他的门徒，你们不要离开耶路撒冷，直到那一天圣灵降下的日子。
He said, "When the Spirit shall be upon you, you shall have power."
当圣灵来的时候，你就会大有。
Today, when we go and preach the gospel,
今天我们出去来为神传讲福音。
When you go and take care of a brother or sister,
或者你去探望弟兄姊妹的时候
，start with the Holy Spirit.
都是从圣灵起。
A lot of times, we want the power before we have the Holy Spirit.
有许多的时候，我们想要先有我们的能力，然后再有圣灵。
Brothers, we should know the sequence.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要知道这个顺序是什么。
We need the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵。
Then we shall have power.
然后我们才能有能力。
Then aside from that,
不仅如此
，the Holy Spirit also caused the church to be one.
圣灵让教会合一。
A lot of times, you know, the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit is twofold. Function is twofold.
圣灵的工作是两方面的。
On the one hand, it's for our individual benefit.
一点是就我们个人与主祭之间的关系。
But most importantly is for the church benefit.
但是最主要的是就教会而言。
You know, a lot of, in the book of Corinthians, we see there's a lot of gift in the church.
在哥林多书里面，我们有许多的恩赐。
Some gift of speaking in tongues, some the gift of healing, so on and so forth.
有的人会说方言，有的人能医治。
But all this gift just caused the church to be divided.
但是这一切的恩赐却导致了教会的分歧。
To such an extent, they felt like I'm of this person, I'm of that person.
到了一个程度，人们就说我是这样的人，我是那样的人。
But is that the purpose of the work of the Holy Spirit? No.
但是这是圣灵的工作吗？不是的。
The work of the Holy Spirit is caused us to be one.
圣灵的工作是让教会合一。
When we are in the Spirit.
当我们在圣灵里面的时候。
And I will say it in this way: when we serve in the Spirit.
当我们在圣灵里面服侍的时候。
We will all set aside all our differences.
我们要把我们所有的分歧放开。
For we serve for one thing.
因为我们只有服侍的一个目的。
For the oneness of the body of Christ.
就是为基督身体的合一。
And this is God's eternal purpose.
这是神永远的旨意。
You know, a lot of times we feel like I want the Holy Spirit so I can do this, I can do that.
有许多的时候我们需要圣灵，因为我要做这个，我要做那个。
But the main focus of the Holy Spirit is that He can have one bride.
但是圣灵的焦点是他只基督只有一个心腹。
That this bride will come fully prepared for the bridegroom.
这个心腹他必须装扮整齐来迎接他的新郎。
Then lastly,
最后一点
，the Holy Spirit is in us to that we might look forward for the coming of the Lord.
圣灵在我们的里面，好叫我们 能够期盼耶稣基督的再来。
That's why in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
所以说在启示录里第二章。
On the one hand, it warns us.
他会警第二章和第三章里面圣灵警告我们。
He warns us of the things that is against Christ.
他警告我们那所有敌基督的东西。
But we will stand firm on the faith.
好像我们在信的里面扎根。
He said, and the Spirit and the Bride say.
说这个圣灵对我们说
，That he should have ear, he who had an ear shall hear.
有耳的都必听。
Only one hand.
换句话说
，It also caused us heart to heart desire his coming.
好叫我们全心全意的等待神的再来。
That's why in the book of Revelation, in the last part.
所以在启示录里最后一部分
，It says here, and the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come."
他说，圣灵和心腹说，来吧。
Today, brothers and sisters, if your heart is still calls towards the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你的今天你的心还是对神冷淡的
，If you still hope for the things in this world,
如果你还对这个世界上的事情充满了希望
，That is the proof that we are not walking according to the Spirit.
那就证明说你没有走在圣灵的光中。
For a person who walk according to the Spirit,
急着圣灵行的人
，desire for the coming of the Lord,
就深深的盼望神的再基督的再来。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主恩待我们。
That we should have a clear understanding of what is the function and the purpose of the work of the Holy Spirit.
让我们完全明白圣灵的工作和圣灵工作的意义是什么。
Lastly,
最后一点。
How can we be filled with the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么样才能被圣灵呢
？How can we experience the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么样才能经历灵
？There are three things.
有三点。
In the right position.
第一点，我们必须有正确的位置。
We should be the children of God.
就是我们必须是神的儿女。
First John 3:1 says.
在约翰一书第三章讲到。
Say, behold, what manner of love the Father has given to you that you shall be called the children of God.
看了神赐给我们是何等大的慈爱，让我们成为神的儿女。
You want to experience the Holy Spirit?
你想要经历圣灵的。
You got to be the children of God.
你必须要成为神的儿女。
Secondly, you should be in the right condition.
第二点，你必须有正常的状况。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 to 21.
提摩太书第二章，二十节到二十三节。
He says here in a great house.
说在大户人家。
Where there is vessels of gold and silver.
有金器，有银器。
And stone and wood.
也有铜器和瓦。
And vessels of honor and to dishonor.
有尊贵的，也有卑贱的。
And verse 21 it says.
二十一节说道。
And he who purges himself from this.
那些远离卑贱、洁净自己的。
He shall be a vessel unto honor.
都会成为贵重的器皿。
Today, a lot of times we hope that we can experience the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天总是希望我们能够经历圣灵的带领。
We need to firstly search our heart.
所以我们第一点要来看警察我们自己的心。
Is there anything in our heart?
在我们的心里有没有注重罪孽
？Is there anything that is rebellious in our heart against God?
在我们的心里有没有悖逆
？If there is, then we need to repent before the Lord.
有没有我们需要在神面前悔改的
？Because this vessel is for only one thing.
因为我们这一个器皿只是为了圣灵重装它贵重的器皿。
The Holy Spirit cannot dwell in a vessel that is dirty.
圣灵不能居住在一个肮脏的器皿里面。
This Holy Spirit cannot dwell in us that is sinful.
圣灵不能装在盛装一个充满罪性的器皿里面。
This might be so basic.
这是最基本的。
But yet it is so practical.
但是却是很实际的。
A lot of times we cannot have this relationship with God.
所以许多的时候我们就不知道与神之间的关系。
Because there is sin in between us and God.
因为在我们的里面有罪阻拦我们与神之间的。
There is a sin
vessel. 在我们的这个器皿里面有罪。
Today let us purge ourselves from all this uncleanness.
并且让我们就自己成为一个洁净的器皿。
That we vessel unto honor.
好叫我们成为贵重的器皿。
Lastly, we need to have the right attitude.
最后一点，我们要有正确的态度。
After we become a child of God, so clean.
像我们成为神的儿女，我们是洁净的。
We should have the attitude.
我们必须有一个态度。
Attitude of obedience.
就是一个降服于神旨意的态度。
Lord, it's no longer I.
不是我。
It is you.
而是你主。
Speak, Lord, your servant listen.
求你讲话，仆人谨听。
This is the kind of attitude.
这是这样的态度。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主恩待我们。
Even though this subject matter is so huge.
虽然这个主题是非常的广。
We need a conference in order to cover this item.
我们需要几天的这样的程序，几次才能明白圣灵的真正的意义。但是我希望我也祷告
that the Holy Spirit continue to speak in our hearts.
但圣灵愿主继续叫圣灵在我们的心中做工
that the work of the Holy Spirit will not only be a doctrine to us.
让圣灵的这个不只是心中成为一个教条。
But the work of the Holy Spirit be realized to those who have faith on Him.
是让圣灵的工，我们这些有信的人成为真实。
That we might be in the right position.
好叫我们在一个正确的态度、
the right、
正确的
condition,
正确的位置、正确的状况、
and the right attitude.
和正确的态度。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you.
对主，早间我们感谢您。
Lord, the Holy Spirit is so precious to us.
我们是如此的宝贵圣灵。
It may come in our hearts.
它会来到我们的心里。
But we pray that these words will not be a doctrine.
我祷告祈求，求你帮助我们这个圣灵不只是一个教条教义。
That in our daily living.
不是一个道理，而成为我们每日日常的真实。
That in our church life.
成为我们教会生活的真实。
We can experience the work of the Holy Spirit.
好叫我们经历圣灵工作的大能。
Lord, speak in our hearts.
主耶稣对我们讲话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.